game.
You're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, tree hugger, and it's kind of quiet out here. Actually, the thunder is rolling in from the west here in Atlanta, and looks like we're going to get some long-awaited rain. It's been sprinkling outside for about the last hour. I can hear the thunder and lightning and all that good stuff, but we can use it. Doesn't look like it's going to be much of a weekend for fishing here, but looking through the forecasts, our friends down in Panama City are probably going to see, they got about a slight chance on Saturday, about 30% chance, probably be those afternoon thunderstorms. The wind will be west-southwest at 11. Sunday, a little bit less chance of rain, partly cloudy. Winds are still out of the west at 11, so that shouldn't be too bad out there. How about Tampa? What's Tampa look like for the weekend? We've got Saturday, about 30% chance of rain. Sunday, about 10, about the same thing. West-northwest at 12 to 13 knots over the weekend. That's not too bad. How about over on the other coast, Titusville, over there by Redfish Chuck? What's he going to be looking at this weekend? Saturday, 90 degrees. Holy cow. It was 90 here earlier this week. Let's see. So 30% chance of rain on both days. Well, that's not too bad. But probably be those afternoon things. Get up early, hit the goon. The topic for tonight, let me say hi to the guys in the chat room, gals if there are, City of Ash, Dave Potts, a new name that I don't recognize, LGB. Another guest, hey, guest, you can use your Facebook IE to log in. Just hit the button and hit refresh, come back to Kayak Fishing Radio Live. Hammerhead, our roving reporter up in New England. Mark Lozier, one of our Tuesday night hosts. His better half, Chris, and him do our Tuesday night show. And Piranha from Long Island. Sean Russell and Steve Chapman from Fishing Florida Radio. If you guys are looking for something to listen to on Saturday mornings from 6 to 9, I believe, tune in and listen to Steve and Boudreaux and Captain Ortigo at Fishing Florida Radio. They're live at AM 740, and it's also simulcast on the Internet. That's how I listen to them most of the time. I'm hooked on talk radio. I love it. So, and those guys do a great job, and they got some really cool stuff going on their way. So, gives you all the insight to what's happening on Saturday mornings and goings on in South Florida. And there you go. Mark Lozier says he podcasts all of the Fishing Florida radio shows. I do too. So, makes those days go by quicker. Let's see. What do we got here? Topic tonight. Somebody, Sean Russell. Says types of fish finders. Yo, back at you there, City of Ash. I got a gentleman walking in the door here from the Apollo Beach area. Good evening, Mr. Becker, the man with the golden voice.
And how much I've missed the music.
How are you, sir?
You know, some days it's good to have parts be 2 days ordered instead of in stock.
There you go. Gives you a little breathing room, right?
Absolutely. I need it at the moment. So,
dude, what is it with you and radiators?
It's been all three cars. Have had my wife's car, the water pump went and had to replace that. My car, the radiator tank split, replaced that. And now my daughter's got a leaking heater hose after I replaced the thermostat the other day. So
Man.
You know, we're, you know, I'm just waiting for Robert to get a flat tire on his bicycle or something. You know, it's the only thing left.
Knocking on wood, man. Oh, my gosh. Well, how's the shoulder, man? When are we going to see you back on the water?
Still doing PT. I'm nagging the folks at PT about, this exercise is remarkably similar to paddling a kayak. You know, I could probably do this with a kayak paddle.
That's right.
I think they've got the point now that that's where I'm headed. So hope to find out soon.
Awesome. You guys got to get out on the water. Yeah, miss you guys over at the DOA tournament, man. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had been looking forward to that, but it didn't work out for this year.
But, we'll have it next year.
I hear they do it every year, as a matter of fact.
They do. They do it every year. And Jerry McBride and Mark Nichols, great hosts, had a lot of fun talking with those guys. And they both said that they would join us here one evening on Kayak Fishing Radio. So I look forward to having them on board, the folks at DOA. Great bunch of folks. Very laid-back tournament. Not a lot of pressure to perform there. But we had a great time. I was very happy to be picked up and taken to some spots. I had no clue where to fish over there. I talked to Bill earlier in the week, and he gave me some ideas. But Gene McElroy, Irish Gene, who had been at our last boondoggle down there in Chokoloskee, she said, hey, just hook up with us, her and her friend Tony, and we headed out on the water and had a great day of it. So caught some trout, saw a lot of action, but nothing big enough to put on the board, but my mad raffle skills got me a Prowler 13, so another boat. Trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, they're like mushrooms. You know, you kick them all over one night, and the next day they just magically show back up again.
I know, right? You get to a point, man, it's like, okay. It happened the same thing when we were in California and we had horses, you know. It's not like you can just have one. Once you have one, that you wind up with three, four, five, you know, six of them, and there are no such thing as free ones.
Yeah.
So.
You wouldn't think so, but horses cost more than boats.
Yes, they do. And I'm even still thinking that they're more than my Harley costs. My Harley sits quietly in the garage until I take it out and to make a mess on the floor either. So let's see what we got here. So Lozier's yelling there, getting there. Mariner, yeah. And let's see, we got another caller. A little slow tonight. Area code 715, you're on the air. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Real good.
Who's calling? Who is this?
Dave Potts.
Dave Potts, how are you, sir?
Real good.
Where are you from, Dave?
Texas.
Texas. How's the fishing?
Not too bad.
Uh-huh. I don't recognize your name. First time on Kayak Fishing Radio?
Yes.
And you're a kayak fisherman?
Yes.
All right. Are you an affiliation with any club there in Texas?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be... you're welcome here on Buzzard's Row, as we call it. We get a topic going. If you want to chime in, just holler at us. If it gets to be a little background noise, I might put you on mute, but you can just push one if you want to. It's kind of like raising your hand. It gives me a little symbol here on the chat on the circuit board. All right?
Right.
Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio, man. We're glad to have you. All right. Some new folks showing up. You know, last week, you missed it, Greg. We had on online, we had Brad Stevens from Sunjammers Water Sports in Panama City, Florida. He joined us for the evening. And it was our all-time high of podcast listeners in 1 week. That show was downloaded over 500 times.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm serious. I mean, there were in the first night, I mean, after the show, within like the first hour, there were 100 downloads. And then by the next morning when I got up, had my coffee, flipped on the reporting instrument, it said that I had 300 downloads in the first day. So absolutely incredible. We had for April, we had about just over 4,500 listeners of Kayak Fishing Radio live and downloads and podcasts. So, but
nice numbers.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, man. I just finished. I sent back in the questions and stuff. Was asked to do a little interview for the Milk Crate. If you guys don't haven't taken a look at it, it's an interesting website, kind of a journalistic type website, and milkcrate.com. Very interesting. They talk to some interesting folks and some interesting perspectives. So take a look at that. So yeah, Lozier, he's saying woohoo. I broke you guys' record. They had a record going. They had about 300 1 week downloads. So that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Hey, can I,
go ahead.
Sorry, can I just interject something that's going to completely off topic, but I've got the opportunity to do it now.
Okay, go ahead.
Junior Flyreel is standing next to me as he tries to do and gets in a couple minutes of the show here. And I'm sure he would like me to announce that after his first 10 minutes of fly casting instruction tonight, he blistered the bluegills in the pond out behind the house here. First one was a bluegill that did not fit in my hand. Probably put four or five more up on the bank after just a few minutes with his first outing with the fly rod tonight. So
awesome!
It was a good thing.
Awesome! That's great. And what kind of fly was he using?
A number 16 long shank stimulator in yellow.
Awesome. Tearing them up.
Good all around bug. And,
here's a shout for him. Oh, come on, kids. You can be a little bit louder than that. Now he's there. Awesome. Kids fishing, that's great, man.
Absolutely. So.
Absolutely. So, okay. So there was a question earlier about fish finders on the kayak. What do you know about that, Mr. Becker? You got a fish finder in your kayak?
No, Robert used to ride in the back of my kayak, but now he's got separate boats. So negative.
Pointed them out to you, right?
Yeah, he said, "Oh, there's one." Nope.
It's like having a little Rio back there. Check your six.
Exactly what it was. He was watching backwards for the stuff coming out of the sun.
He's got his own kayak now. That's awesome. So, all right. So if you're in the chat room and you want to talk about this, you just give us a call. 714-816-4727, and we'll put you here on Buzzards Row, and we'll talk about some fish finders. I'm going to tell you my experience with it. I have a Cobra fishing dive that I have rigged up with a finder on it, because that's my like offshore boat, very stable, big giant boat, handles well in the surf. Started life out on the West Coast. It's kind of a scuba diving platform, and a lot of guys have them out there in California, and they've got a big section in the back, you know, a big well in the back that you can put your scuba gear, your tank, and your vest and all that. So, I got a little Hummingbird unit on it, and have the shoot through the hole transducer, and it does a pretty good job. I think more than anything, what I've gone to using is my GPS, and I do a lot more pre-study of where I'm going to fish using like Bing Maps, Google Maps, and some Garmin blue charts and look at that real close. I also have on my iPhone the Navionics inland and lakes application, and I do a lot of work looking at that to see where I'm going to go. So when I get there, then I'm looking at currents and what's going on, and look watching for holes and things like that, drop offs, and I'll look fishing basically the structure. We got somebody raising their hand here. Area code 714. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's hey, it? It's LGB. How are you doing?
LGB, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. You said fish finder, and that brought me running.
Cool. All right. What do you got?
So, I put my Garmin 150 on my CUDA last week, and first fish finder in a kayak, and it's working pretty good. I enjoy it.
Right.
It beats having the paddle to stick down there and see how deep everything is. So,
okay,
yeah,
so
I like to be able to find structure, and having a fish finder is it just adds another arsenal to your or another weapon to your arsenal.
Okay. Question from Sean Russell says he's about to get a new fish finder. Do we use GPS or DI more? And like I said, I've gotten into the habit of just doing some, you know, pre-fishing study of the charts and everything, and then heading out looking for that structure, get as close as I can on the GPS, and then just start casting to find the fish. So let's see, he's got a Bird 570 DI. He loves it, but he misses the GPS. Yeah. I like the GPS. I like being able to put myself in the spot, you know. Now, you say you got a Garmin LGB. Is that a combo unit? Does it have the GPS and the bottom machine, or is it just bottom?
It's just the bottom machine. I didn't want to get a real expensive fish finder because I use a lot of salt water, and I'm
right.
just worried about something ruining. So they had the 150 on sale at West Marine. I think it was like $99. It's a dual, dual band or
right.
Something like that. And so I went ahead and got that. Figured it was if I flip the kayak and it gets ruined, I won't be out too much money.
Right. So you took it out already, huh? And what did you find? I mean, what kind of depths were
great.
You working at?
I went back to Copahee with Daryl and Dane, and we did the usual paddling around, and I saw a lot of there was a lot of oyster beds that I didn't know were in the main channel because you didn't see them at low tide and stuff, and so I kind of got a better feel for where the drop-offs were, and I tried to do a little bit of flounder fishing in some of the transition areas. I didn't really have too much luck, and it was the first time I had the CUDA out, and so I was basically just kind of playing around with the boat and putting it through its paces and stuff. But the fish finder is great, and it worked great too. It's good to see the I like seeing what the temperature of the water is doing. And you know, for being a $99 unit, the 150 was a really good. It had really good clarity, and you could see bait underneath the kayak, which was pretty cool, and you could also make out like what the bottom was like as far as whether it showed up soft or hard.
Uh-huh.
So it was pretty cool.
You find those little holes out there in the middle of the channel. It's fishing outgoing tide.
Yeah.
That's really helpful. And you find those little ditches where they're hiding, you know, and work those deep spots. So did you mount the transducer? Is it shooting through the hole, or have you put it in a scupper mount?
I got it in a scupper mount. and I got the post on Yak Angler, and I got it on my my blog. It's scoutdoorsblog.com, where I showed how I mounted it in the scupper hole on the CUDA. I just kind of came up with a mount to hold the transducer in the scupper well, just like below the hull line.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to make some stuff out of some scrap that I had and some leftover nuts and bolts. And the scuppers on the CUDA was perfect for that install. And the Garmin transducer has a square shape to it. It's rounded at a point on one end, but there's like some square tabs up near the top of it. And so getting it to fit inside the scupper and not have really any play whatsoever was very easy.
Mm.
And so everything worked out pretty good right there with that. But I just basically mocked up my own transducer holder out of some flat aluminum stock. And it only took about an hour to make and play around with and stuff. But I got it to fit pretty good. And works great.
Cool. Did you catch any fish?
I almost had my first trout on artificial, and dadgummit, if it didn't, I was fighting him up to the nose of the CUDA, and he decided to jump, and he hit the front of the kayak, and I got to see him flip in the air and fall back in the water, shook the hook. So, but it was a good, you know, I was very happy with the way the CUDA worked. I spent the whole trip in the high seat position.
Right.
And I was very happy with the way the boat, as far as the seat, I mean, the seat is to die for, and just very happy with the way everything's turned out. I just got to find some fish and I'll be good to go.
They're there.
Oh yeah.
You don't have a big giant head like I do. When I got in that CUDA, man, I just went upside down in it. So it was, my head's too
really?
Big to sit in a CUDA. Actually, I was getting in it, and Chuck was trying to steady it, and I wasn't. You know, you kind of reach across the side, and I turned back to my right and got unbalanced and just fell off of it. We were just in the shallows, but it was pretty funny. He was grabbing for
the first time.
Go ahead. No.
The first time I messed around with it, I took it to my sister's pool and put it in, and I was trying out all the different seat positions, and right off the bat, I started with the high. And yeah, when you first get into it with the seat in the up position, you really got to keep your head on center. But I found that, I guess, as you get more seat time, the stability improves, and I was able to turn around and reach into my crate without worrying about falling out. But yeah, you got to really keep your head in the center of the boat.
Right.
And I found, you know, just the easiest way to tip it is just to, like, I did, like, the reach for the loose cork test, where I'm like, oh, there's a cork. And I reach for the reach for a cork that's not there, and I'd fall out the boat. And,
right.
And so you really gotta keep your head. And I got a big head, too, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, it says, if you want to have a big head contest between shows, you're going to lose. All right, Steve. We'll have to measure it out, because between me and Watanabe from YakAngler.com, we got gravity going on these gourds, man. but it works great in the native. I sit lower. I'm in my lawn chair. Well, during the DOA turn, I think we were on the water. Let's see. We went in the water about 6:30, and we came out at 2. No problems whatsoever, man. All day long in that seat. And I know the CUDA seat is just as nice, but I like the lower seating positions. And I can stand up now in my Ultimate, too, no problem. Let me say hi to Rob DeVore. Hello, Rob.
Hey. How are you, man?
I'm good.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, getting a little rained on here in Atlanta, but we can use it.
Very nice.
Yeah, how about yourself?
I'm doing good, man.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, working on fitness stuff.
Right.
You know, my goal for this month is to get one of my videos on the GoPro Vimeo page.
Oh, yeah?
So that's what I'm working towards for this month.
Cool. Did you see the one? It was like the GoPro, the video of the day last week, which was the guy who had put the GoPro on the chest mount on his Great Dane and took him to the dog park.
No.
It was awesome.
Oh yeah,
man.
I did see that, the dog park video. Yeah.
The dog park. That was pretty awesome, man.
That's pretty cool, man.
Right.
I wanted to do that with my dog, and I actually attempted to do it by rigging it up on the back of her neck with it on the collar, but it just wouldn't stay. She'd walk around, take about 3 steps, and it would fall off. So.
Right, and I lost one of my GoPros this last week. We were up in the mountains. You saw the post, but coming off a Harley at 55 miles an hour, and GoPros will not survive that.
Especially when the 18-wheeler runs over it.
Yeah, the big mean 18-wheeler, and I think he got it with 9 of his 18 wheels. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, but it went right over my wife's head. She was following me on her Street Glide, and she said, "I wonder what that was," you know, because I pulled off into the next parking lot, and I said, "You know, it sounded like I hit a beer can," but I looked down and I had the GoPro mounted on my engine guard, and so that it would give a good view of us doing the twisties in the mountains there and stuff, and I had hit a bump.
What you have it mounted on?
With a bar mount.
Oh, okay.
You know, the little clamp.
And it came off.
Well, yeah. I had hit a bump, and I think what happened was the suspension bottomed out. It was a pretty bad bump. It was a really big pothole. Jarred my teeth. And I think what it did was it hit the camera on the back of the fender, and I think it bent, you know, the plastic, and then it actually broke it. And then over the day as we rode, because it was on there almost all day, and we did 100 miles, and it was right, I mean, we were only about 3 miles from the house when it came off. And I think it finally just, the wind and everything pushing on it, broke it. And you know, the card was laying in the middle of the road, and after the traffic cleared, I could go out there and get it. It didn't look like there was much wrong with the card at all. I mean, like, it was just like, you know, I don't know, maybe you had it in your pocket or something. There were no big scratches or gouges or anything. But there was nothing that I could pull off of it. It was all corrupted or something. Maybe when the thing hit, it shorted the battery and it, you know, shocked it or something. But there was nothing on it. But it was a 16-gig card, and I'm pretty sure it was full. So,
man, that's terrible. It's too bad that you couldn't get the footage. It would have been awesome.
Yeah, I was like you, man. I wanted to see what it looked like, the death of a GoPro, you know. To see it, you know, fly
cool,
up in
man.
The air. Yeah.
The positive side of that, dude, is that you have a good excuse to get a GoPro 2.
Get the 11 megapixel, that's right, man.
Yeah.
It was just the 960, though. I had a 960 and the Hero.
Wow.
And luckily it was just the 960, so it wasn't. And I'd had it for a couple of years. Actually, I had lost another one, and that one was a replacement. We were at an event, and Zach Yurchek from Georgia Kayak Fishing was on a paddleboard, and he tried to do a backflip off of it with the GoPro on his head. And GoPros don't float. If you have a GoPro, they don't float. So
get a floaty back door.
Yeah. Or tie a cork onto it. But, yeah, they don't float. And those head things come off when you hit the water. So, but the GoPro rep was there, and he sent me a new one.
Oh,
So.
Cool.
Yeah, so let's see what we got going on. We were talking about fish finders. Rob, you don't have a fish finder, do you?
No, sir. No, sir. I got, well, actually, I got two. Well, four. Six.
You got four fish finders?
With sunglasses on, yeah. Yeah, they're mounted right in my head.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, those are my only fish finders.
Yeah. You just look for them, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Wanted everyone to see his new CUDA. So Riley is now a CUDA head, Hammerhead's son.
Nice.
And Piranha there was, he's a new guy in the chat room from Long Island. And J-Bay is next week.
Right? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, you know, I had planned on going, but a little short on funds right now. So
yeah.
I'm not going to make it, but we will have our live in the field reporter there, Mr. Greg Crisp, the Hammerhead, will be up there at J-Bay. So let me take a look at this this CUDA here, Riley's new CUDA. Oh, the yellow jacket. Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Cool. Nice job, Riley. You see that? He's getting huge, man. It's like the clone. The clone's like almost 6 foot tall now. City of Ash is going to be at J-Bay. Awesome. You guys call in, man, and roam the crowd, and we'll talk to everybody. So, Thursday night. Yep, Boondoggle coming up. Let me play the music here. Where is it? All right, there we go.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
All right, so boondoggle, kayak fishing radio, yachtangler.com. And this year we'll be joining forces with the Kayak Bass Fishing Challenge of Chad Hoover. He's going to be joining us at Virginia Beach, Virginia, the First Landing State Park. Our people on the ground there, Mark Lozer and his wife, the Double L crew from our Tuesday night show and Wednesday night show of Mark Landing Crew Wheeler, they're going to be up there. We've got cabins reserved, and you got to get your own site. But come on up and join us for Columbus Day weekend. That's October 5th through the 8th. We will be boondoggling. So, yeah, Mo Bass is going to join us up there. We'll be boondoggling at Kayak or First Landing State Park with the First Landing crew of Mark Lozier and his wife, Chris. So we'll be having a great time. Our last one was down in Chokoloskee. We had about 55 people on a Saturday night. Having a low country boil. It was awesome. Rob was there. Mr. Becker was there. LGB, were you there?
Which one?
You didn't make the Chokoloskee one. You were there at Charleston.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Are you going to make it to Virginia Beach?
I've already got my cabin.
Awesome. Awesome. D.D. Olson's got one ready already. I think he was the first one to have a cabin. So come up and join us, boondoggling. It's not a tournament. No pressure. Get to fish with everybody. Get to see lots of different kayaks. If you're listening to the podcast and you're interested in kayak fishing, show up. You're going to have some of the experts are going to be. Let me see who's there. There's Red Raider. Let's see. Sunjammers is in. Hey, Brad. Yeah, we're going to have a great time. I think we're going to have a lot of folks out there. And, you're going to meet folks like Kayak Kevin and Rob Choi and all the crazy folks up there. So, should be a good one. Oh, Hammerhead's got a cabin. Hammerhead, you better make sure that there are no deliveries scheduled for your work. Wish Southwest Air would fly yaks. No, they don't do it, man. But you know what, Brad? If you want to show up in Virginia Beach, man, we'll make sure we have a kayak for you. There will be plenty of kayaks available. So, come on up. Brad, you weren't here when we started the show, but your show last week with you as a guest, we've had over 500 downloads of that show. since last Thursday. We had over 300 in the first 24 hours after the show was over. It's absolutely incredible. So we're going to have you on the show more often. You're going to be, all the broadcast hosts are going to be calling you to come on their show now. So if you guys are in the neighborhood in Panama City, Florida, check out Sunjammers Water Sports. Brad Stevens and the crew down there, they'll hook you up. And make sure you check them out. Local shops are the best, right? What's your local shop there, LGB?
Charleston Angler.
Charleston Angler? Is that where you go to get all your
Hadrill's info? Hadrill's Point Tackle and Supply. Got a bunch of little tackle shops around here in the Charleston area.
Brad's like, I cost more the second time. All right. Rob, what's your local shop, man?
Don't really have a kayak shop that I frequent here outside of Bill Jackson's, really. Trying to think. There's a nice tackle shop in Tampa, though, called Southeast Fishing Liquidators. That's a great, great shop. It's been there for like 40 years. It's on Florida Avenue, just north of downtown. And you get some really good deals there. It's an awesome shop, for sure. But not a whole lot of kayak stuff.
Fishing Liquidators. Is that like a Bass-O-Matic?
Yeah. A Bass-O-Matic, yeah. No, actually, that place is great. They have all saltwater, all sorts of saltwater gear, offshore, you know, to flat stuff, to bass fishing gear, and lures, and, you know, clothes, and everything else. It's a really nice shop.
Awesome. Enough disrespect. Go ahead.
You can get decent used gear there, too, for like, next to nothing.
Uh-huh. Well, used gear is better than no gear. Right? Is Mr. Becker joined us back? Has he come back on?
I'm in listen mode, but I could found the mute button fairly quickly.
What's your local shop, man?
One of them.
Excuse me?
One of them, definitely.
Which one?
Oh, I'm sorry. You said it's my local shop, or did you say what's my local shop?
What's your local shop?
For fly fishing, definitely Tampa Bay on the Fly. Great shop in Tampa. Couple different shops that I've used. Tampa Fishing Outfitters off of Dale Mabry in kind of the middle part of Tampa has their own proprietary lines of a couple of offshore rod lines and line lines and stuff like that are actually quite good. I've been pretty impressed with the stuff I've played with. Got a lot of stuff there, so they've got a pretty good selection as well.
Okay, cool. Let me check in with our guy listening in. Hey, Dave, you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah? How's you got a local shop there that you get your kayak stuff from, your fishing gear?
Mariner One.
Mariner One? Where's that at?
That's in Dallas.
In Dallas? Is it a good shop?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's for kayaks, it's the best.
Awesome. What kind of boat do you have?
Pro Angler.
A Pro Angler?
Yes.
That's a boat, man. They gave one away at the DOA tournament. Do you have a fish finder on it?
Yeah. I've got a Lawrence HDS-7.
Awesome. That's one of the ones that gives you the sonar picture, right?
Yes.
Very cool. Can you see fish with it?
No, you can't. It's, you know, I'm gonna change the. I'm gonna go more like what Sean has on his, as far as the to be able to view it. I'm shooting through the hole.
Okay. You get a better picture with that DSI thing, right? When it's in the water.
Right.
Okay. Cool. I know you're just listening, man. I just didn't want you to feel left out because you're sitting here on Buzzard's Row, man. You have to throw a comment out every now and then. We're glad to have you on the show, though. That's very cool.
Thank you.
You fish mostly freshwater or saltwater or both?
Freshwater.
Freshwater? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to go fishing in the past week, or are you planning on doing some this weekend?
This weekend we are.
Uh-huh. And Sean, I guess, Sean Russell there in the chat room is a neighbor or a fishing buddy?
I met Sean. I just moved from Wisconsin, so I just met Sean about 2 months ago.
I was going to say, you had kind of that Midwestern thing going on. You weren't sounding too much like you were from Texas.
I've lived all over the United States, so.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So you guys are going to go out and hit the water this weekend and going for some green fish, I suppose? Some bass?
Yes.
All right.
Going on private water.
Private waters. So there's going to be some big old monsters in there.
That's what I'm told. I'm gonna follow Sean.
Okay. He's saying your pro angler rocks. Are you watching? Yeah, you're in the chat room there, so you can see him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of boat does Sean have?
Pro angler.
A pro angler. Okay. What color is your boat?
Is the sand the light one, same color as Sean's?
Okay. All right. Red Raider angler, another Texas angler there, is asking where your Mariner sails at.
Right off of Stemmons Freeway in Dallas.
Stemmons Freeway in Dallas. There you go, Red Raider. You know what? If Dave, if you and Sean send me your address to kayakfishingradio@gmail.com, I'll send you guys some Kayak Fishing Radio stickers for your boats.
Okay, great.
All right, kayakfishingradio@gmail.com, and I'll send Red Raider some over there. So there's some folks in Texas with Kayak Fishing Radio stickers on. There's a guy in New Zealand that has a Kayak Fishing Radio sticker. So we'll get some more ordered up there, Mr. Lozier, so that we'll have them for some of your upcoming seminars. Well, we're going to kind of wrap it up here, and Dave's already started it off with fishing plans for the weekend, so we'll go back up the row. Mr. Becker, are you cleared for fishing yet, or are you going to be landlocked this week?
I'm cleared for fishing, but not for paddling yet. Yeah, I know, and a buddy of mine supposedly has a powered boat that just haven't been able to get onto yet, but... Got a big company picnic on Saturday, and then going to see what we can do about getting out somewhere on Sunday, even if it's just another fly fishing expedition to the pond behind the house.
Right. Okay. Well, we were riding in the mountains this past weekend, and we passed several lovely trout streams. So guess who has a new St. Croix Triumph 4-piece travel rod in his saddlebag on his Harley?
Now, see, you should have talked to me first, bro.
Oh, no, really? It's not a fly rod now. It's a spinning rod.
Oh, well, I can take care of that, too.
Really? Well, I might need another one for the clone, so we could talk.
You definitely need some fly rod.
I need some fly rods. I got about six of them already, dude.
Dude, and that right there, if you know how many you have, you don't have enough.
I don't have enough. Because I guess I don't know how many kayaks I have, so I probably got enough of those, right?
And see, they're just popping up all over the place. So
that's right. They just keep growing. I think I'm going to have to separate them in the backyard there. They're multiplying. So, all right, man, good to have you back on the show. And good to hear your shoulders healing up. We look forward to seeing you on the water here pretty soon. I think I hear Cedar Key or Steinhatchee calling us. So.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. All right. Rob, how about your weekend plans?
Yes, Sunday. Ugly early. It's supposed to be great conditions. I just, the conundrum is, do you go to your old faithful haunts, the area that you know, or do you try out a new area.
Right.
But it's supposed to be really good tides and really, it's, you know, with a super moon on Saturday night too. So I don't know how that will affect fishing, but we'll find out.
Cool. Super moon is coming up. Y'all get your pictures done. You know, get your pictures. Make sure there's like something in the thing to show the. Try to get the pictures early in the evening, right? And then next month is the transit of Venus across the face of the sun. But you need a special equipment for seeing that. Don't look at the sun, Rob. Okay.
It's not that hard to do.
Right. LGB, your weekend here.
I've got plans to go do some salt water on Saturday, and we got a meet and fish for the local kayak club doing fresh water on Sunday, so I'm going to be fishing both days.
All right. Awesome. You guys going out to Kopihi?
No, I'm thinking about hitting the flats across from the Battery downtown. In James Island Creek.
Right.
And there's a, they had a saltwater, Calcutta is going to be starting on like Friday or Saturday. And I want to work on that. It's like an inshore slam type of tournament this month. And I'm going to try to get a start on that. And there's also a bass, a little bass tournament going on one of the forums that I go on, and I'm going to try to do that on Sunday, try to get me a bass.
Awesome.
So,
well, you have to post up some pictures, let us know how it went. We'll do it on
I'm
next
just,
week.
I'm just going to try to catch me a fish.
Just
a
catch one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be happy to catch one fish. One
awesome.
Fish.
One fish. That's all it takes, man. You know, even if you just get a bite, right? Something that kind of tugs
That's
on
right.
the line a little bit. It gets exciting, and then it's good. I just enjoy being out
and
on the water.
That'll probably be the time I fall out of the. That'll be the time I fall out of the CUDA. I'll be excited.
Yeah.
I'll do a flop out of the boat.
Do one of those rubberized nets, man. It's easier to catch them fish when they jump up.
Oh yeah.
All right. That's been great, and wow, look at all the folks in the chat room tonight. Let me say hi to everybody back in there. City of Ash, and we got a bunch of guests. Guests, next time you show up, use your Facebook ID to log in. It's the easiest way to get in and join us in the chat room for some conversation. Hammerhead, we'll be looking for you next week, Thursday night. I hope you're going to be calling in with some live reporting from J-Bay. Same thing with you there, City of Ash and Piranha. Feel free to call in. Next week will be our J-Bay event. Kayak Christensen just joining us out of San Diego. Yep, I used to fly out of Miramar. Sorry, my spelling is not really good. Miramar, the air base there. So... Oh, not next Thursday, the week after. Okay, I'm a week early. So you guys will be my roving reporters in the field. And so a week from next Thursday will be our J-Bay edition. So look forward to hearing from D. Kelly and all of the folks, the Wolf Pack up there, bunch of crazy guys. So J-Bay's in 2 weeks. Roger that. Mr. Lozier. You guys doing a great job there on Tuesday nights. Red Raider, another one, and our other folks there, Sean Russell and Dave Potts from Texas. Thanks for joining us. There's a link to Mariner Sales for one more time for you Texas anglers there. So awesome, glad to have you on board. And if you missed some of the previous shows, we've got probably there's even Rob's very first show, Rob DeVore here on the Buzzards Row. Used to do the Tuesday evening broadcast, and when we had the late night show, and his very first show is still there, hidden amongst the podcasts.
please delete that one.
No, we can't delete any of them. It's historic, man. Those are all historic. God. So, You can download them for free at iTunes. The last five shows are always on our webpage there at kayakfishingradio.com/live. Make sure that you check out yakangler.com, our sister site there, who joins us in all things boondoggle. And don't forget to check out yakangler.com/boondoggle or kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. Our friends there, it's about dock lights. That's what big. You didn't see that one, Rob. You're not in the chat room.
Mr. Becker.
Mr. Becker there with the dock lights comments. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
So, Brad Stevens there from Sun Jammers. If you're in Panama City, look him up. He's there at Sun Jammers Water Sports. And that dude is that's a great shop down there. And Brad will be coming down to see you here. Oh, I think we'll probably make it sometime the end of June. So we're looking at trying to get a couple of days down there to do some fishing with you guys. So, again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week. Make sure you listen to Fish in Florida Radio. I think Steve's done checked out for the night. But Fish in Florida Radio on AM 740 in South Florida, or just look up fishinfloridaradio.com. And check them out on Saturday mornings from 6 to 9, the Boudreaux and Captain Mike Ortego. Snapper season ends July 10th. Yeah, June 1st to July 10th for snapper season. Planning on being there. Thanks a lot, folks. Thanks, Dave, Greg, Rob, LZB. We'll see you guys next week. Tight lines, take a kid fishing. They do a great job. Good night, all.